Success is one of those things that many in this day and age aspire to. And yet success is not one of the things that God holds up there as something that we should aspire to. In fact, quite the opposite. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. We've been conditioned, you and I, to put our best foot forward. I mean, after all, you need to get ahead. You need to be noticed. You need to be promoted, right? And if you don't put your best foot forward, none of those things are going to happen. And the lie that the devil's dropped on our heads is that if you're being successful, then clearly God is blessing you. And if you're not, well, he's not. Think about it. That's what most of us believe most of the time. Put your best foot forward, onwards, upwards, promotions, recognition, success. Oh, God is so obviously blessing that guy. Look at how successful he is. And yet the Bible doesn't talk too much about success, but more about boasting in our weakness, our limitations, our failures. Like the Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 to 30. I have done hard and tiring work, and many times I didn't sleep. I've been hungry and thirsty. Many times I've been without food. I've been cold and without clothes. And there are many other problems. One of these is the care I have for all the churches. I worry about each group of believers every day. I feel weak every time another person is weak. I feel deeply upset every time another person is led into sin. If I must boast, I will boast about the things that show I am weak. When was the last time that you boasted in your own weaknesses, your own limitations? And who's getting the glory in all of your boasting? You or God? Just asking the question. That's God's word, fresh for you today. God's wisdom so often flies in the face of the world's so-called wisdom, and yet it has the power to completely transform our lives, which is why I love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.